Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning again, Father God, just to look at your goodness, Father God, goodness found in Christ Jesus, that you've raised him up, Father God, and in raising him up, you've raised us up so that we can partake of all that which you have in store for us from the very beginning, Father God. Bless this mighty, beautiful word, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for your leading by your Spirit this day and for every day in Jesus' name. Greetings, precious family. It's Ephesians 1, verse 21. But just for context, it's talking about God raising up Jesus. We'll go back to the middle of 20 and then through to 21. And we're reading it in the TPT.
God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. And now he is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He is gloriously enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age, but in the age that is coming.
Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? I remember when Jesus came back after going and receiving all authority, receiving the scroll to bring about the purposes of God on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah, and we said all authority has been given to him. And then later on, we see the kingdom coming in power with the Holy Spirit. Huh? Kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So it's just so wonderful to know, you know, the stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. And then when that is marvelous in our eyes, then the day dawns for us. His day dawned nearly 2,000 years ago, and he's been ruling and reigning to bring this age to a close by crushing all darkness, bringing the kingdom. But praise God, it became real to us when we, like we say, we called on the name, but actually God called us and he moved in us. He says, I called you and I called you to bear much fruit. But so the wonderful thing is, you know, this is the whole focus. Keep our eyes on Jesus and know that everything is secure on him. He's the one that Psalm 2, where you see where this wickedness is coming from in this world, the kings of this world and their rulers, they come against Jesus, they come against his body, and to come against all the cords of love, the cords of discipline, the cords of self-control, the cords of perseverance, all the things that God instructs us to. And so we need to just be strong, just knowing God laughs and that there, because his king is enthroned, yeah. And Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and there's no way to get to heaven but through him. So we need to just keep our faith, guys. Keep looking to God. And even there, he says, you know, if they don't humble themselves, they will be shattered like a potter's vessel. But we need to know we are the vessels of mercy. We are the vessels that have been taken out of this world into the kingdom. We're in this world, but not of this world. And it's his truth that liberates us. And we've got to use this truth to stay in the light as he's in the light, and also use this truth to encourage those outside there that the time is still there, still now. This age hasn't closed yet for them to also come out of darkness and into this marvelous light. Paul says, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. No, that was John. John says that in 1 John. But then Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5, we once knew Jesus after the flesh, now no longer. So we know him now as the Messiah, the head of the body, the vine that we're tapping into, the one that is sticks closer to us than a brother. And we need to just stay in that humility, stay in that beauty, and just flow with him, because he's the God of this age, greater than anything that the devil can throw us, greater than any name. And therefore, he's always there to comfort us. We see that in Psalm 91. He's the shelter that we're in. And when we're in that shelter and we boldly declare we abide under the shelter, in the shelter, which is Jesus, then we in the shadow of the Almighty and in His protection and provision. And we see the horror show of what happens when you don't know the day of our visitation and you turn away from the living God and God's answer, which was Jesus. We saw that for the Jews. The Jews turned away from Him. And then many of them, you see Him actually saying, hey, I long to gather you like a hen would gather his chicks, but you wouldn't have it. And then we saw the tribulation that came upon them, their temple, all their beliefs and what they were standing on was torn apart. They tore the temple apart, every stone. Titus marched in, he surrounded them. They went through such a time of tribulation like never before. The Holocaust with Hitler was nothing compared to what they went through because they didn't know their visitation. But even then, those that knew him and listened to him and even when the problems were coming and the judgment was coming, they fled to the mountains of Judea. They were protected. They were gathered like a hen would gather his chicks. That is where we are at. We are in the kingdom, in the present, and we are enjoying this day of salvation. And we just need to stay humble and though it's God's long-suffering patience and kindness that led us to repentance. And so we also got to be long-suffering, patient, and kind, you know. Last night, I just had to do some repenting because, you know, you've been 35 years on the road and you forget it was coming out of darkness into His marvelous light where you had a lot of attacks of the evil one. So I had to just repent again and know that the people we're working with is going through similar things. Or they will go through similar things as they start making a stand for the Lord. And we need to be long-suffering and patient with them. And then just think of it again. I think of Psalm 73, where it talks about there, the writer is speaking about there that he was a full cup with the Lord. He was on fire for the Messiah. But then he started looking around and he started seeing the rich and the arrogance and how it looks nice. And his heart was turning away from the living God. But until he went into the council, when he went and he drew close to the Lord, he saw that they are on slippery places. We need to know that, guys, and we need to stay in the Son. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. And we need to stay in this intimacy, in this beauty that we have now in the new and better covenant. And know that, as he goes on in that psalm, he says, nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you receive me to glory. For whom have I in heaven but you? And there's nothing on earth that I desire beside you. Though my flesh and my heart may fail, but you are my strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. So we there to stay in tune and develop on schedule and share the mighty, wonderful love that God has provided for us in Christ Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We bow down to Him and now we enjoy Him. And everyone's got to learn to bow down now before it's too late. And when you bow down, you become a sheep led by the Spirit. Jesus is a shepherd, and we led by His voice and the leadings of the Holy Spirit, and not a goat. You need to make sure before we drop the body or the kingdom comes here as it is in heaven, we have submitted, knelt down to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed.
Amen.